You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Among the various inquiries into the government's response to last year's flooding was Te Weu Me Te Wai, a report assessing the impact of the floods on marginalised communities and identifying potential changes the government could make. I spoke to one of the report's authors, Associate Professor George Laking, about the issues with the current system and the report's recommendations. This report, Te Weu Me Te Wai, was commissioned by the Ministry of Health last year. Could you give me a brief rundown of the context for this research and the groups that contributed?
So after the extreme weather events at the start of last year, the central government became quite interested in understanding what had happened, what it meant, and expecting there'd be more of those events, what we could do to be better prepared for them in the future. And most of that was led by MB, but the Ministry of Health was also interested because the adverse weather, especially Cyclone Gabrielle, was so very disruptive to people's lives that it made a big inroad into the performance of the health system and had implications for people's health in general. So the Ministry of Health commissioned research to understand the effect of the adverse weather for health and wellbeing. They approached the universities. We were very fortunate to link in with a community organisation called Te Weu Charitable Trust at Tairawhiti. And then Te Weu linked us in with Sustainable Hawke's Bay in Hawke's Bay, because those were the two geographical areas that the Ministry of Health was interested in learning about, Tairawhiti, East Coast and Hawke's Bay. And so that led to a project, Te Weu Me Te Wai, where Waipapa Taumata Rau, the University of Auckland, and that was a large mixed method study that on the one hand involved interviewing a lot of people affected by the extreme weather, and also involved looking at health data that's held by Te Whatu Ora. There's a lot of data about health system performance we're able to have a look at and get an idea of the effect of the adverse weather events on performance of the health system.
Yeah, and when we're looking at those effects of the weather events, what are kind of the main things that this report identified?
So there's three main things that lead into our three recommendations, and they broadly come under the heading of, in terms of how well things were going to work out for people affected by adverse weather. First of all, you needed to have a strong community. Secondly, it was very desirable that your health services in some way were already present and linked into the community. And then thirdly, in quite a prosaic sort of way, if you ran a service, you needed to have the right equipment available to be able to continue your work when there was failures of infrastructure.
And so if we're seeing other extreme weather events in the future on the same or similar scale to Cyclone Gabrielle, do we think that this adjusted emergency management system will be better suited to manage that? What are the outcomes we could expect there?
Yeah, so one of the things that they've recommended is that up till now we've said, oh, look, people have got to be prepared to get through 3 days before there's some sort of resumption of central government support. But now they're talking about 2 weeks, which I think really is prudent to be ready for a longer amount of time. So during that 2 weeks, you can't really expect that central government that we depend on for a lot of things in New Zealand is going to be effective and working. And so it'll be down to locals, really, to get through those times on their resources. I mean, after the first 3 days, there'll be some contact. You know, they did a lot with helicopters, for example, to Tairawhiti, but roads and bridges stayed out of action for several weeks after the floods. So communities depended on knowledge, just who was around. if you don't know who your people are, then people without mobility are at risk of being left behind. Communities depended on local relationships, again, so that you've already got that connection to work with to get through things. Some sort of local hub was pretty key. A lot of the time that was like a marae, especially adept at standing up responses for large numbers of people very rapidly. I've just been through the list of specific recommendations from our own report that's available online, and those are the ones that came under the heading of community empowerment. We have other recommendations as well. Very happy that these recommendations actually been tabled as written questions in Parliament recently by former Minister Verrill. We're very, very happy to see those getting on the parliamentary agenda.
And so I guess if you could sum up, are you, you know, if we're looking at the outcomes of this report and if we're looking at the approach that the government is taking, are we satisfied that that's, you know, we're looking towards the future and we're going to develop an emergency management system that is suited to address these issues?
Well, one of the things that the minister, the current minister, Mitchell himself has admitted is it's going to cost money. And so I think that's bound to be a concern in the background when we think about, you know, how these types of things are financed. But when a disaster like adverse weather sweeps through, it really becomes life and death and survival of communities. And the question seriously has been asked after Gabrielle whether some communities into Tairāwhiti would be viable the year round. So the stakes are high, and certainly the type of thing I think people would agree is worth investing in. But that probably requires some sort of a shift in thinking for the country as a whole to accept that these types of events are going to be a recurring theme as we move into the climate change world that's here now, and that's only going to increase in that way, and that's going to require willingness to shell out so that we can have communities that endure and survive for the foreseeable.
That was Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, George Laking, speaking to me about Te Weu Me Te Wai, a report on the impact of last year's extreme weather and flooding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.